From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, CBS announced that it is canceling The Reagans, a four-hour miniseries about the former president and first lady. The decision came after the Republican National Committee chairman wrote to the head of CBS expressing concern about the accuracy of the film. A conservative group, the Media Research Center, had also called for an advertising boycott. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Do you really need to be president, Dad?
I can do a lot for America.
The Reagans miniseries was supposed to make a splash during the critical November sweeps period. Produced by Neil Marin and Craig Zaden, whose credits include the Oscar-winning film Chicago, it cost CBS more than $9 million. But today, CBS said in a statement that while the producers have sources to verify each scene in the film, the network believes the miniseries does not present a balanced portrayal of the Reagans. Ed Gillespie, chairman of the Republican National Committee, says he shares that concern.
People who are graduating from college this year were only 5 years old when President Reagan left office. Many of them would obtain their understanding of the Reagan presidency and of the president and former first lady from this program.
While the film has not been aired, an 8-minute segment prepared by CBS shows that it includes at least some depictions of the president as befuddled and the first lady as controlling.
He also likes Al Haig as Secretary of State.
Oh, that'll be the day. Al Haig wants to be president.
Well, I'll tell him the job's been taken.
Don't say I never warned you.
This depiction concerned the GOP's Gillespie. He became more worried after he read a media report describing a scene dealing with Reagan's inaction on the AIDS crisis.
His response was, "They that live in sin shall die in sin," and the author of that line acknowledged that she had no way of knowing that Reagan ever said that. In fact, it's clear that President Reagan never did say that.
As the controversy began to flare, CBS made cuts to the film. The GOP's Gillespie was still concerned. He sent a letter to CBS chief Leslie Moonves asking the network to submit the film to a panel of historians for review. Alternately, he suggested that the network run a warning on the screen every 10 minutes stating that the film was not historically accurate and that it was, in fact, fictional.
I believe deeply in freedom of speech, but I also believe in informing the public. And in this age of docudramas and infotainment and reality TV, a lot of people may not understand that the producers of this program had no intention to be historically accurate.
Jeff Wald manages actor James Brolin, whose presence made some conservatives especially uneasy because he's married to outspoken liberal Barbara Streisand. He insists the film is balanced.
This is a man elected twice with large majorities for the public, who was immensely popular, but had some flaws. He wasn't perfect.
Wald believes that CBS chief Moonves, who took heat for airing a miniseries on Hitler last year, had to capitulate in this case for political reasons. CBS is part of media giant Viacom, and Wald says Moonves would have risked too much by antagonizing conservatives.
And he has to worry about his FCC licenses. He has to worry about pressure being put on affiliates and sponsors and advertisers.
But the GOP's Gillespie says the situation has nothing to do with politics. He says any president should simply be portrayed fairly.
I'm not saying that every single day of President Reagan's tenure was all candy and roses. All we're looking for here is an effort for it to be historically accurate.
Pulitzer-winning biographer Edmund Morris sparked a storm of controversy by inserting fictional characters into his version of Reagan's life. He says this president is so beloved by conservatives that it's becoming increasingly difficult to criticize him.
The canonization of Ronald Reagan at the time that I was writing and publishing Dutch is nothing like what has become current today. And I really think it's getting to the point of ridiculousness.
CBS said today that the Reagan miniseries will air on the cable channel Showtime, another division of Viacom. The GOP says it continues to be concerned about the program's accuracy. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.